Amen. God bless you. Amen. Welcome to the Wednesday evening service. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Giving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you, my Lord. Prepare me to be a sanctuary. Oh, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. From the dead, and he is Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is, oh, and he is Lord. Oh, he is Lord, amen. And he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And every knee shall, and every tongue confess, oh, that Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One more time. Oh, he is Lord. Oh, he is Lord. Amen. And he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I greet you, saints, this evening in the name of the Almighty God. God bless you. Amen. Our CC apologies for starting late. We had a problem, but thanks God, it's all solved. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you may have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 8 and 9. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalms 8 and 9 leads this wise. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. Your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens will praise your wonders. O Lord, your faithfulness and all in the assembly of all the saints. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greater to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in relevance by all those allowed him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are grateful. Lord, for we are together again this great evening, Father. Lord, with our faces bowed down, we thank you. We worship and appreciate you, Father. Lord, and as our children start praising and worshiping your holy precious name, we pray, Father, that Lord God, you set the rains down and flood this place with your presence, oh dear loving Jesus. We are grateful, Father, Lord, to be here, Father, and for your loving kindness. Bless this service, Father. Bless the speaker of the word, Father. As he starts to speak, Father, Lord, may the anointing, Father, Lord Jesus, feel this praise, dear loving Father. We pray that you accept our sacrifice this precious evening, oh God. Move in a special way, Father. Get us out of the way. We are depending on you, for it is in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in his presence? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Fill my way every day with love. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, fill my way every day with love. And as I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Oh, fill my way every day. Oh, hallelujah, fill my way every day with love. Hallelujah, as I walk with the heavenly door. Oh, let me go all the while, oh, with a song and a song. Oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, my, fill my way every day with love, hallelujah, as I walk with the heavenly door. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a song. Oh, fill my way every day. Oh, and by, oh, when the morning comes and all the saints, all I've got, I gathered home, oh, we will say, hallelujah, oh, love, how we overcome, oh, for we'll understand it better by and, hallelujah, one more time. Oh, by and by, oh, when the morning comes and all the saints of our God are gathered home, we will tell their story. Oh, how we overcome, oh, for we'll understand it better. By and by, oh, by and by, oh, when the morning comes and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we overcame, oh, for we'll understand. Hallelujah. Sound sweet. One more time. By and by, oh, by and by, oh, when the morning comes, oh, and all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we overcame, for we'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And our tears will be wiped. Hallelujah. And forever and ever, never to part again. Soon and very soon that time is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. As we get ready to change the order of service, give me that all-time religion. Hallelujah. As we welcome precious brother Ari. Hallelujah. Give me that whole time religion. Give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time religion. Well, it's good enough for. Oh, give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time. Give me that whole time religion. Well, it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that. Hallelujah. Oh, give me that whole time. Give me that whole time. Well, it's good enough for. Oh, give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time. Give me that whole time, religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time. Well, it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that whole time. Oh, give me that whole time, religion. Give me that whole time. Well, it's good enough for. Oh, give me that whole.
Well, give me that whole time, religion. It's good enough. Oh, give me that whole time, religion. Oh, time. Give me that whole time, religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Brother Branham. Good for Brother. Oh, it was good, Brother Branham. And it's good enough. Oh, give me that time, religion. Oh, time, religion. Give me that whole religion. It's good. It was good for Paul and Silas. Good for Paul and Silas. It's good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for. Oh, give me that old time, religion. Give me that old time. Give me that old time, religion. It's good enough for. Blessed, blessed be the Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Thank you for another chance, another time, that we can experience that old-time religion, the Spirit of the living God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, God bless you, saints. First, I apologize for the delay. Yeah, it was something that we didn't expect that to happen, but happened. Amen. I went to print my notes. It was eaten, everything. Then went back home, get them again. Amen. Finally, we are here. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. It is good to be in the house of God. Feel free to greet your brother, welcome your brother, your sister. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I greet you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an honor, it's a privilege to be in the house of God. Amen. And I say a big God bless you. Amen. Thank you for coming to this Wednesday service. It's a big sacrifice, and the Lord will honor your sacrifices. Amen. Again, I want to appreciate the technical department. Amen. For their sacrifice, always being there. May the God May the good Lord reward you 100-fold. Bless your efforts. Our elders, Brother Omai and Brother Gatei, coming from all the way. God bless you, Brother Omai. Thank you for your sacrifices. And you, sisters and brothers, God bless you. Amen. Pastor, I want to appreciate you taking this opportunity to thank God for you and for your labors of love, your sacrifices. Amen. We appreciate. God bless you. Amen and amen. And this evening, I have just a message of encouragement coming behind what Pastor was preaching. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless Brother Joshua. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. So let's turn to our Bibles. We appreciate Brother William. Brother William, God bless you. Brother George. Amen. Amen. We turn to our Bibles. In the book of Romans, amen, amen. Romans 8, verse 14 to verse 19. Amen. The Bible says, the book of Romans 8, verse 14 to verse 19. Sorry. For as many, let's pray before we read. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We thank you for who you are. You're our Father. You're our God. You're our strength. You're our all in all. This evening we bow at your feet, Lord, looking up unto you. For the Bible says, our help comes from thee, Lord. And this evening, our faith is in thee. Our hope is in thee. Our trust is in thee. And Lord, we are here. We pray that you bless the reading of the word, the hearing of it, and the preaching of the word. And you bless the saints. All those who will hear it after, and those who will be hooking up, and those that are present, for the glory and for the honor of your name. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Last reading, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, verse 3 to 5. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, amen, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Again, it is good to be in the house of God. How we appreciate God for the messages. Amen. I believe everyone has a testimony. Amen. The messages, the meeting we had, it was a blessing. And I believe, amen, I believe it was ordered of the Lord. And the service that has followed after, you can tell that God is working in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I have a title, The Spirit of Adoption. Amen. And we believe and we know that we are in another season. We are in the fullness of time. When everything is coming to close. Amen. Time is running out. The prophet said that when the seventh seal opened, it was the end of everything. It was the end of wars. It was the end of struggling world. And it was the ushering in of the millennium. Glory to God. And it is at this time, when the seventh seal was open, it released the children of God, the sons of God, the spirit of adoption. You heard Pastor saying at the other time, amen, that you have the spirit of adoption. And that spirit, God has released it, because this is the time of adoption. Amen. Glory to God. So, the manifestation of the sons of God, it is now. And what God has done, he has sown that seed of perfection, of adoption in our souls. Amen. Glory to God. And the prophet said, tell me my brother, tell me my sister, when was there a time? Amen. When the time that the sons of God was ever to be manifested outside of this time. Amen. When were there ever a time in history that those that manifest the time to deliver all nature, nature itself is having a prayer meeting, groaning, mourning, waiting for the sons of God. This is that time. Amen. Amen. To come on the scene and to deliver nature. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. There ain't much time. There is not much time left. A short, quick message that will shake the whole nation is going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. They are waiting for the manifestation. Amen. Glory to God. But before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before the Old Testament and all through down there, there could not have been a manifestation. It had to wait till this time. It had to wait for you. Now all things has been brought. Amen. The coming, the shaping up to a headstone, to a manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. The pyramid shaped into a headstone, and the Holy Spirit is the manifestation. Amen. This is the only time that the Bible prophesied that in the last days I will pour out my spirit. This is that time. The spirit of adoption is released. Amen. And it's upon you. Luther had his spirit. He manifested justification. Wesley had their time. They manifested sanctification. The Pentecostals had gifts. But our time is adoption, perfection,
and the spirit of adoption has been released. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The pyramid is shaping. Amen. In our time, it's just becoming narrow. Amen. Glory to God. Shaping. And you are the Holy Spirit. The word image will be in you, quickened, made alive. Glory. Amen. Transfigured. Changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Brother Mark, God bless you. Hallelujah. To a manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. This was predestinated, for unknown, and God planned it before. And nothing's going to defeat it. Nothing's going to stop it. It must happen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Coming back, the manifestation of the sons of God coming back, and the Spirit of God coming into these men so perfectly, until their ministry will be so close like Jesus Christ. Amen. Till they will join him and his church together. That's the fivefold ministry. Amen. It is in this time we are promised another Ephesians. And in Ephesians, we see the fivefold ministry to perfect this church, to bring this church to perfection, to adoption of sons. And then we will see manifestations, real manifestations. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The coming of the Lord. And what will the ministry identify? The coming of the Lord. Malachi. Malachi 4 identified the shout. You will identify the voice of the coming of the archangel. Amen. Hallelujah. Which is the coming of the Lord. Amen. The life of Christ will be in you and me. Amen. That's for a certain. It will be in you. Because you did not choose God. God chose you. And he called you. Amen. You could be having many mistakes, ups and downs, and weaknesses. But God called you. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you are going nowhere. You must come to adoption of sons. Amen. And you are going to shake this world. Hallelujah. And the voice of the archangel is going to be veiled in you. And you will speak your children, your lost sons, your lost beloved into life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a commission. It's a promise. And this kingdom is unto you and your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It will be a manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham said, we are the continuation of the creation. Amen. Every son, when he comes, amen, by the natural, the way they come, by the way they are born, the prophet said, amen, to paraphrase it, you go through water baptism. Amen. Because you are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So you repent of your sin and you go through the water baptism. Then you go through the Holy Ghost baptism and fire. Amen. 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 And the fire burns the demons out. Comes into your soul. Glory to God. Burns all that's not like God out of there. Puts a new spirit in there. The fire of God does that. You are changed. You are regenerated. You are transformed. Transfigured. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Burns, amen. He said, burns all that's not like God out of there. Puts a new spirit in there. Then he puts his spirit into your new spirit. But the fire is to burn the unbeliever out. The fire to burn the demons out. Amen. And then the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes into your heart. Glory. Amen. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And with fire. And the fire is the power. But you shall receive power after the you shall receive fire. Amen. Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then the fire is on the inside. Then you feel something burning. Don't do this. Go over there. Stop this. Do that. It's that spirit. The spirit of adoption in our hearts. Leading us. Directing our paths. Leading our way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not you. There is somebody in there. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Another person on the inside. You are not yourself no more. Amen. Then the prophet said, water baptism, Holy Ghost baptism, and then God himself comes down with a fire baptism to claim your bodies for the resurrection. Amen. Glory. So what am I doing tonight? Amen. I'm saying, hallelujah. Those of you here tonight that's been sealed, those of you that's already sealed, those of you that's being filled, and those of you that shall be filled, all three groups, amen, you're being pointed to the baptism of fire, to the Holy Ghost baptism. We have only one place where we can meet. Amen. It's in the unity of the Spirit. By a fire baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the only place. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Charity is coming back down. This is my beloved son and daughter in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him. Then you are adopted before angels. Hallelujah. The third pool is all about angels. He said the first pool was little birds. Second pool, doves. That pool, angels. Hallelujah. It's manifesting time. Glory to God. The fire baptism will claim you. Amen. St. Matthew 3:17. Down comes the dove and positions you as a son and a daughter. But you always was. You have a germ on the inside. Way back in Elohim, there was a seed. But nobody knew you, who you was. Amen. So therefore, they don't know whose son are you. What think ye of Christ? Said glory. Amen. The fire is falling. It's going to fall. It's for a certain. Because he who made a promise, he is faithful and is going to keep his word. Nothing is going to stop it. No sickness, no poverty, no lacking, no trial, no temptation is going to change it. It is done. Amen. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost said, this is not a baptism. He is not a Pentecost. This is my beloved son, amen, in whom I am well pleased to dwell. Amen. That was the first time. Now, if you are the son, you cry, Abba. Because the spirit of your father is in you. Now you can cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Now you can know him. And to know him, the Bible says, is eternal life, eternal. Amen. Then if you are a son, then he takes you to the wilderness to see if you are a bastard or his son. Glory to God. To be tried, to be tested, to be proven.
Amen.
And his son will take chastisement. His son is not afraid of the whip. When God lets down the whip, they say, "Thank you, Father." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They know it is not the pastor. It is not their father in heaven laying down. It is their father in heaven laying down the word, laying down the correction, laying down the instruction, like it was in the other service and the other service. Hallelujah. Amen. Laying down the instruction, the reproof. You are being, amen, corrected. You are being child-trained, sanctified. The ripening, the behavior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The maturing. Then they are coming up the ladder. You used to do this here, but you don't do it no more. Hallelujah. What happened? Something happened within. Hallelujah. It must happen. Something has happened. You are adding. You've got knowledge now. You've got fire to live a holy life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You've got fire to pray your way through. You are coming up the ladder. You are adding to your faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience. You still don't have it yet. Amen. But you are coming. Glory. Just a perfection. The word image, which is character, Christ-like. Hallelujah. They said character is not a gift. Character is a victory. It's after you have many victories. Hallelujah. You overcome this. You overcome that. You are being shaped. You are being formed into that word image. Character of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. A new season is here. We say amen to it. This is a new season. Hallelujah. And signs and miracles, spoken word, resurrection, rapturing time is now. Hallelujah. There's no more time left. The spirit of adoption is now here. Amen. Notice, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness is the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I repeat again, all these seven virtues, faith all the way to brotherly kindness, is the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. And there is no mimic to this one. The devil has imitated everything, but this one, he cannot. Hallelujah. This one, you are led of the spirit. The spirit of adoption is in us, leading us out. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, and this spirit has already overcome. Glory. And this spirit is now upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. Already overcome. Led by the spirit. As many as are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. God will lead you here. God will lead you there. He leads you here, there, there, there. But it's already overcome. Glory to God. You have overcome. Victory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. This is our satisfaction guarantee. When you arrive there, all is finished. No demon can tell you otherwise. You are anchored, and your anchor holds within the veil. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You stand here tonight as overcomers. Hallelujah. Because this spirit will lead you to victory. Hallelujah. Victory after victory. Glory to God. Amen. The spirit of faith in Paul's age, Irenaeus and Martin and Columba and Luther and Wesley. That's the spirit of Christ that's in you. Amen. That was the spirit of Christ in them. And the spirit of adoption is the spirit of Christ in you for this time, this season. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's leading you to the word. It's leading you. Amen. Leading you there and here. You're being shaped. You're being formed. Hallelujah. You're being placed as a son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We are victors. We have victory. The devil can do nothing about it. Hallelujah. It's already done. It is finished. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are in adoption season. The manifestation of the sons of God. Adoption season is what? It is going after the lost. When you have him, you can go for the lost. You are a kinsman. You can go, hallelujah, and reach up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you shall see real manifestation of the Spirit of God, of a manifestation of the sons of God and daughters of God. Living life, living instrumentality. The life of God is within them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Adoption seasons. Amen. Said, you remember that about Abraham? Amen. He went for after the lost. He went after Lot. Amen. What Abraham did, what did Abraham do first before going after his lost brother, Lot? Amen. Hallelujah. He had trained, he had 380 something trained men in his backyard. Amen. And when there was, remember the five lords or the five kings that fought, he went for Lot. Amen. And when he won the battle, on his way back, he met with Melchizedek. Amen. And after we win the battle, amen, after we overcome, we add all the virtues, hallelujah, then we meet with charity. Amen. Glory to God. He said, we are speaking about Melchizedek. Jesus had a father. He had a mother. He had a beginning of days. He had an ending of his earthly life. But this man, Melchizedek, had neither father nor mother. Nor father nor mother. Jesus had a father and mother. This man had neither father nor mother. Amen. And what did he do? After the battle was over. After Abraham took his position. Amen. After the church take its position, we are called to the adoption of sons by the Holy Spirit. And when each man takes his position, what God has called him to do and stand to the end of the road, amen, going after the lost, amen, we have to take our position, amen, and then stand. And the battle, and Brother Bram said, he said, the battle begins when the Lord descended from heaven with a shout. Because the battle is the coming of the Lord. He descended with a shout. That's when the devil gets really stirred up. He's going to try to say there's no rapture. He has taught this through the theologians, that there is no rapture. Amen. He will tell you, you can't make it. Amen. Amen. He will tell you, he will show you many mistakes. Amen. But the spirit of adoption is here. He's the one leading you through those trials. Amen. And he's going to see you through. Because it is God who made the promise. Amen. And he swore by himself. Amen. That my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish. shall bring to pass. Amen. Shall happen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The theologian said that you have to go through the tribulation period. They will teach that way. Amen. They are denying the rapture. So when the Lord descends with a shout, 200 million demons, they come out to stop the rapture, to destroy the faith. It is at this time, Abraham's type, he put his men in order. He trained them. 318 trained men. He put them in order. Then he went down to get Lot, his lost brother. Amen. And then you will meet Melchizedek after the battle is over, after you set your church in order, after your church takes its position. Amen. What is your position? Joseph, perfection. Take your position. Nothing against Joseph. A revelation. Before you can receive the Holy Ghost, to know there's nothing against you. There is now no condemnation. Amen. The spirit of adoption is now living in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You must have a revelation that there is nothing against Joseph in you. Joseph perfection. And then Joseph, the word for this season, receives the Holy Ghost. But if you put your mind to it, then there's unbelief there. And then God cannot baptize the seed in your heart. Amen. But if you get your mind out of the way and let that seed believe, there's nothing against Joseph. Mistake of no mistake, brother. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. He made a promise. Look at the promise. You shall be adopted. You shall be perfected. Hallelujah. Like Paul said, I forget all my mistakes and things, but I look up. I look at the promise. I forget the past. Look unto Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm almost now. But if you get your mind out of the way and let that seed believe, there's nothing against Joseph. Nothing. Nothing against Joseph. The word seed in you. And one day you'll be slotted in your day. In your season. This is our time. Adoption. It's our time. And the creation is groaning. Everything is praying and groaning and hallelujah, longing to see the manifestation. Hallelujah. God is looking for us to come to our adoption, to come to our perfection. Hallelujah. You have the answer for this time. Amen. You are the only people who can interpret the handwriting on the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. There is confusion all over, but somehow God, he has remembered us. The Lord despise few. Amen. And just like Moses, he identified himself with that group, the despised. He said the same window, Pharaoh looked at the children of Israel and he saw them as slaves, as nothing. The same window Moses looked through and he identified. He saw the children of God. He saw the promise of God hanging over them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So you are the Lord's despised few. You are chosen. Amen. You are peculiar. You are the seeds of God. You are the sons and daughters of God. And nobody can remove that title. Your God is a God-given title. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, You must have an experience. And you must have a revelation. You've got to have a revelation first, like Peter had a revelation. And then he went to the upper room and had an experience. Amen. You must have it. And revelation is faith. And faith comes by hearing this present truth. Amen. Glory to God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon the rock of this revelation, I'll build my church. And I'll give them an experience to go with the revelation. Experience upon that revelation. Hallelujah. The new birth comes by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The new birth puts you positionally in Christ. It positions you from a church member and position you, amen, in the body of Christ. That's your conversation. Hallelujah. That's your conversion. Number two, now you are only getting started. Amen. When you're positioned, you're getting started. There is a spirit babe in your soul. That's a new man, an inner man. That inner man, he feeds on the word. My glory to God. You must feed that man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With the word. That's the inner man. He begins to grow. He begins to add inside. That's number two. Then you grow and you add the life of Christ. Hallelujah. Child training time. Tutoring. Sanctification of your human spirit. Your human spirit. Nobody can know it. It likes this reasoning, imaginations, which is filthy before God. So it must be sanctified, cleansed out. Hallelujah. Maybe your friend don't know it, but God knows it. Hallelujah. And because you're a child of God, he will have your pastor cut you, your spirit, to ribbons. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. He will chop your spirit. Amen. Because God is calling for it. Because that baby needs the vitamins. Amen. The body is calling for vitamins. Glory. Then it begins to ripen and mature. Do you understand? Number one, born again. An inner man feeds vitamins to make the baby grow in the mother. Amen. Then it's 9 months old. And charity comes down and breathes into that babe, amen, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Then, now when you are born again, you are positioned in Christ. Don't get all excited. Stay there, predestinated unto adoption. You've just started, but you're going all the way to adoption. Then when God can see in you, God must see in you the virtues operating by the Spirit. Amen. First, you've got to add the virtues by seven thunder revelation. The seven thunders is our message. The seven thunders is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you've, hallelujah, and you've already done that. You've added. You have the word in you. Amen. You've added the virtues all these years. Amen. By the revelation of the seven thunders. And then the power is here now. The spirit, we can sense, we can tell. We don't need somebody to explain to you. You know this is the time. This is the season of power. It's a season of dynamics. They are here to seal. For one purpose, is to seal you. Hallelujah. It is a spirit of adoption. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The spirit is here now to operate those virtues. If you are not born again yet, God seals you and puts power in your birth to operate the virtues. That's already in you by revelation. Hallelujah. And now, what's in you by revelation will become an experience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We say it is written. It is written. It is written. Child training, seasoning, teaching, behavior, sanctification, overcoming daily. You're pressing your way through like the lily of the valley. You're coming up to perfection, to adoption of sons. And here comes the devil with the three world attacks, trying to test you. Hallelujah. To prove you whether you are a child of God, whether you are a true son. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You love the Lord. He loves us so much. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, the message of the hour. It has kept us sanctified, kept us alive. We have hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We are alive unto Christ. We give you the glory, all the honor, all the praise. I'm finished. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. The word has gone forth. Amen. We are in the adoption season. And we are victors. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. It's already done. Hallelujah. Amen. And no word shall return to him void. It must accomplish. Hallelujah. If this word says, let the weak say I'm strong, the devil can do nothing about it. Amen. Hallelujah. If this word says, let the weak say I'm strong, the devil can do nothing about it. If this word calls us the children of God, sons and daughters, the devil can do nothing about it. Those are God-given titles. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. If the word of God says that I shall pour out my spirit, it is yes and amen. And the devil can do nothing about it. Hallelujah. If the word of God says, and those that believe that shall lay their hearts on the sick and they shall recover, the devil can do nothing about it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Are you happy? Amen. Thank you, Brother Eric. God bless you. Hallelujah. Short, quick message, huh? Amen. No wonder the devil was fighting, but we are winners. Amen. We are victors, and the devil can do nothing about it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Let us give him a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As we sing that song, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Has he done you well? Amen and amen. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Days and days to come. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Oh, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns fully. Amen. One more time. Oh, my blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Amen. As the deacons come forth for the evening times offerings, and is to come. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Oh, who lays forever. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Brother Minor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city. Oh, and we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city. Oh, and we're marching to Zion. Oh, my beautiful, beautiful Zion. You know we're marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful. And oh, and won't it be wonderful day? Oh, having no burdens to bear. Oh, my joyous race singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? Oh, and I won't it be wonderful day. Oh, having no burdens to bear and joyous race singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? Oh, and my won't it be wonderful day? Oh, my having no burdens to bear. Oh, and joyous race singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful day? Hallelujah. Won't it be wonderful there? Hallelujah. Soon and very soon. Hallelujah. We shall get to that city. Amen. That the Master is preparing for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We have some prayer requests and some announcement from Sister Edda. Please pray for me. I'm unable to make it to church today. And also Brother Daniel Mwangi, request for prayers. He will not make it to service today. Let us pray. Almighty God, hallelujah. Lord, in this season, Father, Lord, we are humbled, Father, before thy presence. Lord, we know that no word shall return to thee void. Lord, and we believe, Father, that you are healing, Father, and you are going to answer our prayers, oh dear Jesus. Our precious Sister Edda was unable to make it to service, and also Brother Mwangi. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you meet them at their points of need. Wherever they are, be with them, Father. Allow them, Father, Lord Jesus, with your blood. Keep them safe from all wrong, O dear Heavenly Father. Be with them in a special and mighty way, O God. And thank you, Father, Father, for the service. Lord, thank you for speaking to us in mighty way, Father. We thank you and we love you, Heavenly Father. Even as we go to our homes, Father, we pray that you be with us through highways and byways. Protect us, Father. May that angel that campeth, allow them that fear you, Father, be with us, O God. Lord, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord, bless our precious pastor, Lord Jesus. Brother Ben should be with him. Strengthen him, Father. Wherever he is, Father, his family. Bless him, Father. Lord, and thank you, Father, for the children, Father. Lord, wherever they are in their homes, Lord, in those that made it into the sanctuary, Father, this evening, we are depending on you, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, dominion, and praise. We are depending on you, for it is in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. As deacons get ready to usher us out. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, having no burdens to bear. And joyous race singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? Oh, my, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, having no burdens to bear, and joyous race singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? Oh, we are marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion, and we're marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city. Oh, we are marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. And we're marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Hallelujah.